Plenty of people are receiving their Valentine's Day gifts today, or day early, with flower delivery drivers staying busy.
But we've been telling you this afternoon about a trend among some flower givers toward tulips instead of roses. Flower Patch co-owner Tom Gordon is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And are you seeing that kind of trend here in Salt Lake, Tom?
Not really. Not here. We sell some tulips, but nothing out of the ordinary. It's mostly roses.
So we haven't really changed our taste that much. We're not going into anything really unusual. It's just the dozen roses, honey.
Well, it's a lot of roses, but cut flowers are getting more and more popular all the time. Just mixed flowers, but not so much tulips. We do sell tulips, but not that many. Maybe 1% of our sales.
So have you seen kind of a turnaround in the economy? Are more people buying flowers this year over the past few years?
Yes, the economy's turned. There's more money out there, and people are working, and they're spending a little more money. Business is good, but this year, being that Valentine's is on a Saturday, it kind of changes their buying habits. It's not as good as when it's in the middle of the week.
Does it make it easier for you to make deliveries, though, when Valentine's Day is on Saturday?
It does. Our deliveries, during the weekday Valentine's, we do about three deliveries on the Valentine's Day for every one that we deliver the day before. Now it's about 50-50, so it does make it easier.
So I'm hoping that you've stocked up for those people who've waited till the last minute.
Oh, we have plenty. I think we can fill their needs.
All right, Tom. Well, good. Good luck today, and thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, and thank you.
Tom Gordon is the co-owner of Flower Patch in Salt Lake, live on the KSL News.
And you've been listening to KSL In Depth at 15 and 45, and guys, that little hint was for you. Don't forget the flowers.